This is Eric Dye, and you are tuned into EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, for a Monday, September the 7th, 2010. This EPN special is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. On today's special podcast, we have a live recording of Levi Roots. He is a very familiar figure within the UK. He was the winner of Dragon's Den Angel Investment Reality Show, featured some time ago on BBC. He's a reggae musician and chef and entrepreneur, a remarkable and fun person to listen to. Before we go to Levi, did you know that EPN has an iPhone app? Just visit the iTunes Store today and click on App Store. Then type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network in the search window, and you are good to go. And now for your EPN special, let's pick it up live with Levi Roots.
Thank you very much. No, it's just great being here. You know, I came here this morning. As I said, I woke up this morning and I had an hour to catch the train. And it usually takes me 20 minutes to get from my home to King's Cross, the station. But something happened this morning. I don't know what happened, you know, that I was nearly late. That as I got to the station and I jumped and I says, hey, man, I've got to get this train here. And the lady at the front saw the queue was long, and I says, you know, lady, I've got to get through. She says, like, she looked at me saying, what the fuck you think you are? I says, you know, I'm reggae sauce leaver. I says, oh, you know, come to the front of the station here. And I just about got the train. I sat on the train, and literally it started moving as I sat. So great to be here. Fantastic. I remember Leeds. I used to come here as a young lad when I was in my sound system called Sir Coxon. We used to come to Leeds to play a lot in Chapeltown. So I got familiar with the area. So I know there are some wonderful people here in Leeds. But let's begin with, you know, now we got our heroes, 50 Cent and all these kind of rappers. But back in the day, there was an MC called MC Shakes who said these words, that there is a tide in the affairs of man, which taking up the floods leads to fortune. Omitted all the days of your lives is deemed in shallows and in miseries. On such a sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. Now, MC Shakes, as we know, otherwise known as Bill Shakespeare, said this. I think it was Julius Caesar that he said that in. But, you know, it tells my story. Because what MC Shakes was saying, he was talking about taking your chances. You know, the tide in the affairs of man, taking out the floods. Now, you know, like, you're going to take your chances, and my chances came with Dragon's Den. Now, you know, that was my floods that came to me. And, you know, when Shakespeare said you're going to take your chances when the flood comes, meaning that you're on your desert island and you're waiting to get off, you know, and the tide that comes, you know, is small, and you don't want to take your chances because you think it won't take you very far. But if you wait forever, you'll always be on your desert island and you'll never get off. You know, and I was on my desert island with my music for 30 years. 30 years I was a singer, songwriter, and a performer. But I didn't make it. I didn't make world fame, you know, as Levi Roots, the singer, performer, songwriter. And my tide came with the Dragon's Den. Now, I was at this exhibition called the World Food Market in East London. And, you know, I was there and I had the guitar and everything. And the Sauce was just in his sort of prime. I'd actually launched it in a couple of months before at the Notting Hill Carnival. This was 2006. Launched it at the carnival and decided to do exhibitions to sort of get my sauce around to everybody. Now, I'm there now with my guitar, and, you know, everybody else is like real quiet in this place. You know, everybody being stush, as we say. Well, here's me and this Rastaman, he was got a ghetto blaster, who was blasting that reggae music, and has a guitar and singing a crazy song about a sauce. Now, how stupid can you get? A song about a sauce. But I had a tap on the shoulder from, you know, some people said that they're from a program called Dragon's Den. You know, and I said, you know, Levi, we'd really like you to be involved in this show called Dragon's Den. We think you'll be fantastic. And what do you think? And I said, what the fuck is Dragon's Den? I don't know what Dragon... I mean, I'm thinking that Dragon's Den is like one of these, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here type thing, where they're going to ask Levi Roos to eat snakes and doing all kind of crazy thing. And I thought, no, you know, this is not for me. And she says, oh, please, Levi, you be f- have a look on the internet and find out what the Dragon's Den is, and could you take part? It'd be fantastic. So, of course, I took the card, you know, and I went home, and I first point of call was my kids, you know. I suppose you've read I've got 7 kids. We went home, and usually we do everything as a family. I sat them down, and I said, kids, look, I've been asked to do this Dragon's Den. What is it? And the first thing they said, Dad, whatever you do, don't do Dragon's Den. Why? They said, well, you know, no Rasta man with no 4-inch long dreadlocks singing a song about a sauce ain't going to be no winner in Dragon's Den. I thought, okay, what am I going to do? I've got one other person that usually, if you know, if I'm stuck for questions and whatever they say to me, that I always do whatever they say, and that's, of course, Mommy. You know, I went home to my mother, you know, the head of the family, and I said, story, look, Mom, I've been asked to do this show, Dragon's Den. I've never seen the program. I don't know what it's about, but the kids, they think it's a bad idea. But something inside me is saying that, you know, I've got to take this chance and do it, because it is TV. And she says, you know, she says, son, look, you got to believe in yourself. You've been doing your sauce for a long time. Go to the Dragon's Den, believe in yourself, and you will come back as a dragon slayer. Now, she was confident because she knew that I'd been doing the sauce for a long time. We started in 1991 in our little shack that we have at the Notting Hill Carnival that I call the restaurant. Now, people would come to the restaurant and, you know, and they... It's a crazy name, isn't it? Well, you know, what's the use having this, you know, and you're going to have something called a restaurant, isn't it? It's just lyrics, isn't it? So anyway, you know, people would come to the restaurant and, you know, they would eat our food and enjoy me singing a few songs at the carnival. And every year this happened for 15 years. You know, we would get together as a family, me and the kids, and we would be in my kitchen and we would make the sauce for the carnival. Didn't have a name for it. Didn't know I was doing 15 years of fantastic marketing. Because I was having too much great time as a musician. I didn't think of giving up my life as a musician to be a sauce man. Because the two lifestyles are just completely different. You know what I mean? Because here I was, you know, as a sort of this kind of come rock star, reggae star figure who's just having a great time touring and working with Bob Marley, playing football with Bob Marley and all these kind of great people. And I'd never thought of giving this up to be something else. It would be crazy of me. I always thought I'm going to make it as a musician. Because you do. Because I believed in what I did. And I thought I'm going to eventually make it. But, you know, there's a thing called divine intervention. And like I'm talking about Shakespeare again, he's saying that when your tide comes along, you've got to be able to ride that tide all the way to success. And when this Dragon's Den thing came, I just thought to myself that I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring my sauce on the TV, but I'm going to have a USP that was so different that it's just going to knock these dragons completely out of the water. Because what I did, I went on the internet and I tried to look up the Dragon's Den to see what it was about. And because I was so terrible at computers, I didn't find anything on the internet. So I went on the show not knowing anything. I didn't know how nasty Peter Jones could be. I didn't know how terrible Deborah could be. That I didn't know she doesn't invest in anything. I didn't know any of this. And sometimes I think it's, you know, it's better if you go in like this and eyes wide shut. Meaning that I didn't know that, you know, in the Dragon's Den, you know, there'll be all kind of pitfalls they're going to lay for me. And they're going to try and embarrass me and try to make me look like a fool, really. I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought, you know, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to go and you know, sing my song and hopefully I'll get through. Now, like I said before, I didn't have a name for the sauce. 15 years we did it, we just had the sauce. Levi's Cooking. Now, when I decided to actually put a name to it, I had to think very closely because, you know, the name Reggae Reggae Sauce at first, it didn't really ring that too well because I'm thinking, you know, Reggae Reggae Sauce, God, you know, I wonder if they're going to like it. Some people were saying to me it's too black. You know, some people were saying it's too Rasta. You know, simply saying it's too Jamaican. But, like, you know, I like Shakespeare, and Shakespeare is always, he has the other thing that he says about, you got to be true to yourself. Actually, he says, above all, to thine own self be true. You know that part there? So I thought to myself, look, I've got to bring my experiences that I've had, you know, all my life to my new business. Pointless me having a new business and actually chucking away 30 years of experience and calling it something like Levi Roots' Brixton Hot Pepper Sauce. It didn't ring well to me. And I thought, reggae sauce. I didn't want to call it one time because I thought somebody else could have come up with reggae sauce. But I thought if I had reggae sauce, now that would be unique. And I thought, I'm going to have this sauce and my song as my USP to slay the dragons. So when you see me coming up the stairs and I had my guitar in my hand and I was singing, I also had one other message in my head. Because my mother, she said to me that, look, believe in yourself and you say my prayer. She taught me a special prayer. Well, it's just Psalms 23, which says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And she says, you pray that night and you ask your maker, because she knows I'm a great Rastafarian believer. She says, you ask your maker. You tell him that you've been wanting all your life and you don't want to be wanting anymore. You want to make a success of your business and you want to be inspired. And while I was coming up the stairs with my guitar and I'm singing, it's so nice I had to name it twice. Where me call it? You're getting there. Now, when I'm singing that, in my head, really, I had my mother's prayer. You know, because you need something else to hold on to. You need something to kind of, to link you, to remind you that you're not all powerful. You can't do everything. There's got to be something else that's helping you. And my mother's words and her prayer was what was helping me throughout the whole thing. First up was Duncan Bannatyne. Yes, Scottish Duncan. I've got a Scottish name, you know. Keith Graham is very Scottish. Duncan said, you know, Levi, there is no business in the sauce. I must tell you that, you know, when I came out the Dragon's Den, one of the first persons to call me afterwards was Duncan. Duncan has got this wonderful magazine, entrepreneurial magazine, that he wanted me on the front cover after the whole thing had blown up. So his words didn't really mean much, that there was no business in the sauce. So anyway, he slayed me. You know, he says, Levi, you look fantastic, you look fabulous and everything, but there is no business in the sauce, and I'm going to slay you, unfortunately. So, bam. Duncan had slain me, first one up. Next up, Theo Paphitis. Theo said, you know, Levi, you know, you got your numbers messed up, but really, I don't think you need any partners and stuff. You can do well on your own, and it's not for me, so I'm going to slay you. Bam. Two dragons slaying me. So I was on the floor as a slain man. I could hear my grandmother, who taught me to make everything about the sauce, calling me, because as a little kid, I remember when I used to be out the fields and she wanted to teach me how to make sauces and things, I'd be too busy running with my friends and she would call out loud. She would call, Keith! What did she call?
Keith!
Nah, she was louder than that. Come on!
Keith!
That's it. So I heard my grandmother calling me to get up off the damn floor where Theo and what's his name had slain me. Next up was Deborah. I wish I'd actually done some research into Deborah, because maybe I should have flirted with her a bit. I don't know. Because I totally ignored her. And I think she was a bit upset that I didn't sort of put my business towards her a bit more. Anyway, she says, you know, Levi, you look fabulous and everything. You're in a 5,000 pound Oswald Boateng suit and you look wonderful and the sauce is great, but I'm going to slay you. Bam, she slayed me on the floor. So again, I'm thinking that, damn, you know, three dragons had slayed me. And this is at this point, I don't know if you saw me, started to sweat a bit. So anyway, Richard Farley, Australian, decided to come on board. Richard said, Levi, you know, you look fantastic again and whatever, but you're crap at numbers. He says, you don't know anything about numbers. As a matter of fact, your numbers is all messed up. Because I'd gone in there and made a plan not to have a business plan. Because my song was my USP. My song told you everything about my sauce. It says, so nice with your jerk chicken, make burgers finger licking, and rice and peas and fish, put some reggae reggae sauce on your dish. So it tells you what the sauce did. So I just thought that no numbers, don't try to pretend what you're not, which is very important in business. You got to go as you are, because you cannot change. And I went with my song. Now, Richard said that you're crap at numbers. And as Richard was about to slay me, in came Peter. Peter Jones, you know, the tall guy that sits on the far right. Peter actually interrupted his brethren and said, Levi, I know somebody in the marketplace who I want to introduce you to. And this was no other than Mr. Justin King. Now, Justin King is the chief executive officer of Sainsbury's. Now, I think when Richard heard that, Richard decided to come back on board. But I actually went to give away 20% of my business. And Peter, being the astute businessman that he is, decided to give me the £25,000, half of the money which I asked for, but he wanted the full 20% of my business. Now, when he was on board, I was very glad that he was on board. But as you know the show, you've got to get the full amount that you ask for. So I knew that my whole sauce business and everything relied on Richard, who was about to slay me before. So I knew that something was going to happen. Either he's going to slay me and I didn't get anything, or he's going to come on board. He came back and he says, you know, Levi, like I said, your numbers are crap and everything, but I think this is a punt. He said it's a gamble, and he's going to take a chance to sort of invest in my sauce. So Richard came on board. But the trick was, Richard knew that Peter had taken 20%. So he also wanted 20%. I only went to give 20. So now I was end up with a dilemma. It's either, you know, I came away giving away 40% of my business, you know, that my family had built up, and all the secret about the sauce and everything. I didn't want to do that. But the order of the day wasn't to be greedy. The order of the day was to have 60% or something of a fantastic business that's going somewhere, rather than to have 100% of a business that's not going anywhere. That was the key thing for me to think about. So, you know, I stopped the whole show for a minute, and I had to think about things for a minute, because, like I said, the order of the day wasn't being greedy. The main thing was about marketing for me. And I knew that being there on the BBC with the song and singing that, it was a great marketing ploy for me to be on there singing the song about the sauce. So at the end of the show, I actually said that you've got to give thanks for the little that you have. Because as a Rasta man, you know, I was growing up in this great Jamaican family that we all have these little sayings and things. And that's one of the sayings that my grandmother taught me as well. Give thanks for the little that you have, because that will turn into something big. And I knew that having 60% wasn't ideal, because I went to give 20%. But at the end of the day, I knew that I was going to come away with two multi-millionaires as my partners in my reggae reggae sauce. Now, that's coming from nowhere. You know, and again, I could hear my grandmother calling me. She said, now, come on. She said, yeah. I could hear her, you know, and she says, accept it. She says, accept this offer. And I accept it gladly. 20% to Richard Farley, 20% to Peter Jones. Now, 2 weeks after the Old Dragons then, Peter introduced me to Justin King. Justin King said the same thing. He said, Levi, you know, the sauce is not about the sauce. The sauce is about you. He said that people are not buying reggae reggae sauce. They're buying Levi Roots. Because no one tasted the sauce. No one tasted the sauce. Everyone saw me on the TV with the guitar and the song and singing, and they like that. They like the image of me. And again, like I spoke to a few of you earlier in the Speed Networking and saying that you've got to put your personality into your business. You've got to try and convince people why they should invest in you, why they should go into a shop and buy your product and not buy somebody else's. Because nothing is new underneath the sun. That's another one of my grandmother's saying. Everything has already been done and been used, and if somebody else is doing it. What you've got to do, you've got to put your twist into it. And you've got to put your own personality in there. Because like I said, I had done 30 years in business, in music business, and I didn't want to sort of disregard that and not have anything to do with the source. So having them and marrying them together was the greatest thing for me, to make my livelihood my business, because that's entrepreneurship as well, and taking chances, because again, Shakespeare tells you, it tells you that you've got to take your chances when it serves. Yes, and he asks you the question, to be or not to be, that is the question. Outrageous fortune. I wanted outrageous fortune, because that sounds like a lot of money, outrageous fortune. Yes, I wanted to be involved in business and have a lot of money, so my family didn't have to suffer. I didn't want my kids to go through 30 years of business as music or whatever they did and not being a success. So I accepted the extra 20% that I had to give away gladly from Richard Farley, because I know this would have been fantastic for the source. Now, weeks after that, the source was available in Sainsbury's. Usually that takes anything from 6 months to a year for a new product to come from anywhere and be on the shelf. And that was down to the fact that I had my USP. It was the song that did it. It was the song that made people wanted to be involved and wanted a piece of what I was doing. And it was fantastic for Afro-Caribbean people, because there I was on the television, was to be about to be a success. And this had never happened in business before. Because usually for a black man or from Brixton like myself to be successful on the TV, you have to either kick a ball or you have to run fast. You don't get this kind of promotion as a Rastaman or as a black and ethnic person on BBC television. You have to do that. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And when I was on the TV, there was a black man was about to be successful. And as a matter of fact, I can't even play football. I support Arsenal, by the way, but I can't play. And I can't run fast either. So I was on the TV, was about to be successful as a businessman. And this caused all kind of people to be ringing around each other. You know, there's people ringing around, there's a black man on the television, you got to ring. And people were ringing each other, oh, it looks like he's going to win, there's a black guy. And this was happening, you know, on BBC. And the England game was on. And I think it was the first time that the England game didn't get a black or ethnic audience on that day, because everybody was watching Levi Roots on the TV, looked like he was going to get the investment. And when I did, I think we had something like nearly 3 million, which is like a quarter of all of the people that watch Dragon's Den, ringing up Richard Farley's website, Peter Jones's, my website, and the BBC, saying that, look, we want a piece of this guy here. We want this sauce. When is it going to be available? I made 65 bottles of sauce every time we made the recipe, me and my kids in my flat. 65 bottles in a pot about that big. Our first section of sauce that we did was 150,000 bottles of sauce, the first one. Sainsbury's didn't think they would sell that in a year. They thought that 150,000 bottles would go along with the top-selling sauce that's what it sells, roughly. It would go along with anything to do with that sort of sauce. 150,000 about a year, and it would have been very good. Justin King would have probably come back and said to me, well done, Levi, you know, 150,000 a year, fantastic. Do you know when we did that? 3 days. We sold 150,000 bottles of sauce in 3 days. People were going out and buying reggae sauce, not because they perhaps liked the taste or anything, because they wanted to be involved in what was happening with me. You know, this was it. It was a branding. This is what Justin King had said. It's about the branding. And there'll be loads of things that I can come with because people will be able to trust me. One of my greatest passions is try to bring Caribbean food to the masses. And this is what it did. It allowed people to have, you know, what I call Middle England, to trust Caribbean food because nice Levi from off the telly was selling it. Or when they go in the store, they will see a picture of me on the bottle and it's only Levi from off the telly. Let's have some of his sauce kind of thing. And I think that's the attitude we need to have in Caribbean food, because it's always had that little bit of, I can say people are scared of it, really. Because, I mean, if you're driving through Chapel Town and you go past the Dutch spot, one of these food shop up there, and things, you know, you see a lot of guys outside and think, you're thinking, oh, I really fancy some jerk chicken, you know, what? I don't know if I should stop here kind of thing. And this is it. This is where I think I can be best of help, because if people are saying, you know, the sauce is good, and Levi is a nice bloke, and now we all see Caribbean food as something that we can trust. People will go out and buy, because Indian food is perhaps the mainstay of the British palate, really. And I think there is more affiliation with people from the Caribbean than anywhere else. And the reasons why Caribbean food hasn't been there is because of the same stigma, because people are scared. You know, and this is my job, is to try to say, hey, it's okay, because it's called reggae sauce, but it actually, you know, it's just a food item. And people are buying into that. And we are coming with two new sauces next couple of weeks. On the 14th, we've got 14th of this month, which is 2 weeks' time, we've got fabulous, they call Levi Roots' Love Apple Sauce. Yes. We've got Fiery Guava and Pineapple coming also. We've got the reggae crisp to come. We've got the reggae pizza. We've got the reggae this, the reggae that, and the reggae horse dead and cow fat. That's my... So it's about the branding. Like I said before, nothing wrong even with a reggae car in the future. Yes, I'm going to get that rich, I think. You know, and maybe we'll run it on the sauce or something like that. But, you know, the main thing is just going back to the Shakespeare thing again about the tide in the affairs of man. Because I really think it's really important, because he was telling us about taking chances and everything like that. And I have lived by that Julius Caesar speech, you know, all my life, since I've heard it, really. A woman taught me it, and I've never forgotten it, and I've loved Shakespeare ever since. And I always quote Shakespeare wherever I go. And I think that speech there tells you that you got to take chances, because that's entrepreneurship, is taking chances and being able to spot a deal when somebody else would say that, look, this won't work, you know. But because you know as an entrepreneur that you're going to put your whole life into it, you're going to put your existence into the whole thing to make it work, it will. It's only if you go in halfway, that's when it won't work. But if you put your all, then it will work. Your tide will come, and it will take you all the way, you know, to your success, like it's done for me. My kids are now, you know, they are the happiest kids in Brixton. You know, they go, my dad is Levi Roots reggae sauce. One of my daughter went for a job the other day, you know, as a very high-profile secretary she was getting, and she didn't get the job at first, but they called her back, and when she went back, she just told them who her dad was, and she said, okay, the job's yours. So it's a great thing, and the other thing is that I can be myself. Again, I don't have to pretend. Because I told you earlier about what I told them in the Dragon's Den when they asked me, they said, you know, my figures were crap. And I said to them, look, I am not a mathematician. Don't expect me to know anything about numbers and all this kind of stuff. You know, I'm good at what I do, which is marketing my sauce. I'm good at music, and I'm good at chef. I'm a cook. And this is what it is. You know, I'm going to take the sauce forward, and I'll promote that. But when it comes to the figures, I'm going to employ the best accountant to do that, because I'll have the money. I'm not going to mess about and pretend that, you know, here, like a lot of people go on the Dragon's Den, you know, because it's always the figures that mess them up. You know, they go on with all confident, and then, you know, they whip out the business plan, and they start talking about figures, and then they start, because it's a pretend. You know, it's not something that's them. Those who have gone on to success, you can see they really know their stuff. You know, all the winners and dragons in that have gone on to be real successful are people that know about their product. You know, and I didn't want to fool them and go with a business plan and pretend, because I wouldn't be here today if I'd done that. If I hadn't written my song and chucked my business plan out the window and says, look, I'm going to go and be myself. I'm going to go as me, and I'm going to go at what I am good at, and I'm going to do it. And this is what did it for me. And, you know, my mother also, you know, she's a great Christian again. She always said to me that, Levi, you know, it's not you that done it, it's the prayer that done it. I said, yes, mommy, thank you for the prayer. But the moral of the story also is just saying that never give up. You know, 15 years of me doing the sauce. 15 years, 91 we started at the carnival, you know. Did never ever think of giving up. Always think of keep going, doing what I'm doing, believing what I'm doing. Someday you will get there. Someday something will happen to you that your business will take off. But when it does come, you've got to be ready for it. It's the same tide thing again. You've got to be ready to take the current when it serves. Prepare yourself. Have your USP. Your USP has got to be involved, your personality inside. It's got to be special. You know, nothing is new, like I said. You've got to create something around yourself and make it really special, and then you will get there. I inspired somebody else to go into the Dragon's Den just a couple of weeks ago. They came to me before and they says, you know, Levi, like you, I haven't got the confidence to go on the show. What shall I do? I just said the same thing. I said, look, go on the show, believe in yourself, make the product yourself. And he called me a couple of days ago. He came down to my restaurant and he says, Levi, I've just slain the dragons. You know, and he's another black guy as well. And he said to me that the first thing that he, when he went in, when they invested in this, is, oh, we're going to make you the next Levi Roots. And I thought, yeah, it's cool with that. But, you know, it's the same thing again. He's just being himself. He went there, didn't pretend, and he came through. And it's the same thing with you. Whatever you do, I really think that you can really get there, but you must make it special. Have your USP and think closely about what you're doing and put your personality inside of it. Yeah.
And that was Levi Roots, certainly a very inspiring story indeed. And speaking of stories, there is a Social Story Media event coming to the United States in Greenville, South Carolina, September the 24th, 16 days away. It's an all-day event featuring EPN's very own Trey Pennington. Location is 37 Augusta Street in one of the most historic settings in this very modern and economically successful cities in the southeastern U.S. It's Social Story, successful experienced storytellers, and social media enthusiasts gathering to discuss one topic, and that is your story. Visit socialstoryconference.com for more details and how you can register for this event. And also check out the agenda for this day event, September the 24th in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and our special broadcast. Make sure you subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. Helping entrepreneurs achieve success through information, inspiration, and insight.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.